A fresh incident arose to interrupt the succor carried to them, and to redouble the terror and confusion. Captain Curtis, a sailor as daring as he was skillful, suddenly advanced with his gunboats, which had been constructed to confront those of the Spaniards, and each of which carried in front an 18- or 24-pounder. Their fire at water level rendered them exceedingly formidable, and they were disposed by Captain Curtis so as to take the line of floating batteries in flank. From that moment, the position of the Spaniards became terribly critical. The boats no longer dared to approach them, but were constrained to abandon those enormous machines, so lately the objects of their admiration, the flames, and their companions in arms, the mercy of an enraged enemy. Several of them were seen to flounder. Others only escaped by forced rowing. A few sought shelter by land during that night, but on the appearance of daylight, they were easily captured by the English. Then was witnessed, in all its horrors, a scene, the most harrowing features of which had hitherto remained concealed. In the midst of the flames appeared unhappy wretches, who with loud shrieks implored compassion, or precipitated themselves into the waves. Some, on the point of drowning, clung with weakened grasp to the sides of the burning vessels, at hazard on fragments which they chanced to encounter, and, in the agony of desperation, convulsively implored the compassion of their victors.